Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has offered his support for embattled police president Petr Lessy. Finance Minister Kalousek has produced documents that he says prove his side of the row with police president Lessy. And police have asked Parliament to give up imprisoned MP David Rath for investigation again on new charges. President Václav Klaus has offered his support for embattled police president Petr Lessy, who is currently in a heated row with the Prime Minister and Finance Minister. Klaus met with Lessy at Prague Castle on Monday and told the press that it was the police president's duty to protect the force from external influences. Prime Minister Petr Nečas accused Lessy of political activism on Tuesday in regards to a letter the police president issued to subordinates calling on officers to resist political pressures while investigating cases of corruption. The letter related to Lessy's claims that he was pressured by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek over a controversial arms sale investigation. President Klaus said Wednesday that the direct and indirect attacks on Lessy must stop and the serious situation must calm down. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has produced documents that he says prove his conversation with Police President Lessy centered on the purchases and repairs of police vehicles and not the Casa Transport plane controversy. The Finance Minister handed out copies of an official document in which the Police President requests nearly 95 million crowns for the vehicles from the Interior Ministry. Mr. Kalousek apparently received the documents from the Interior Minister, who had asked him for a finance assessment in May. The request was rejected. Anti-corruption police have officially charged former Defence Minister and MP Vlasta Parkanova with mismanagement of state funds and abuse of office relating to the Casa Military Planes controversy. The police believe the procedure for purchasing the planes from Spain was illegal and that the state paid too much, 3.5 billion crowns, for them. Independent assessments have spoken for and against her guilt. Ms. Parkanova herself says her conscience is clear. If convicted, she could face up to 10 years imprisonment. The police have issued another request for imprisoned MP David Rath to be given up for investigation in a separate case. Dr. Rath is already awaiting trial in prison on charges of accepting a bribe and misusing EU funds. The new request reportedly involves three additional charges relating to healthcare facilities in central Bohemia, where Rath was until recently governor, and his acceptance of bribe money. Police arrested David Rath in May after finding him with 7 million crowns in a box. He will likely be allowed to address Parliament on the new charges on September 3rd. The Moody's bond rating agency has confirmed the Czech Republic's A1 rating with a stable outlook. In doing so, the agency praised the Czech government's commitment to fiscal consolidation amid an unfavorable macroeconomic situation and, to a degree, Europe's debt crisis. Last year, the government's austerity measures reduced the general deficit to 3.1% of GDP. Moody's said that further effort would be difficult, however, because the Czech economy has been weakening since the third quarter of 2011. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to be mostly cloudy with showers and storms throughout the rest of the week. Daytime highs of 20 to 24 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.